for years and years and years, the greatest entertainer in America. I mean, I didn't tell you he's the greatest black boy. He's the greatest entertainer in the world. My good friend, James Brown.
Thank you. Come on, get up! Thank you. I'm Shirley. Miss Bonita. Taco. Shame that all the people out here couldn't have been around when we played the Regal Theater. I'm in the old Regal Theater, where myself and Mr. Fred Astaire, WBON, we discovered Michael Jackson there. You understand? So you got to come back this way again and see you. Everybody got to come back. You got to go back to the crossroads. You understand that, don't you? All right, are you ready? You know what? As long as it's a Regal Theater.
Try me.
week, give another big round of applause. The Chair of the Week. Give a super round of applause to the Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown. I want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, Mr. Brown. Bittersweet, Soul General. At this particular time, we have a special award for the Godfather of Soul. And all you lovely people, it's a lot of people that want to pay tribute the Godfather of Soul. And I want to call Miss Connor Pickwick. I hope I'm saying that right. Get your name, Miss Pickwick. She'd like to come and do the honor. But let's give her a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful lady, let's go and see the round of applause.
Ward, which you all find yourselves tonight. Thank you all for coming out. I want to introduce Patrick Woodtour from Africa International House, which produces Africa Fest, for a special award for James Brown.
No, Chicago! He has done a lot for the music. But we, African International House, including the city of Chicago, which Chuck Bowling was here, are here to present him with a Lifetime Achievement Award. This is from New Guinea, carved by a section of the African diaspora down in New Guinea. It symbolizes foundation. Mr. Brown has laid the foundation for the music. The figure at the bottom represents Mr. Brown. Everybody else that comes after that stands up by his shoulder. This is what this piece symbolizes. So we congratulate Mr. Brown for doing so much for black people and black music. Thank you. And we can never do this without giving Mr. Brown a defensive gown. This represents a gown worn by African chiefs in all of traditional Africa. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Say love! Say love! That's what he brought to us. Mr. Brown, on behalf again to the African Arts Festival, thank you for all you've given. Okay, let's give a big super round of applause to all you ladies and gentlemen. And I was here with Mr. Brown. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It wouldn't be possible had it been for you and people like Dr. King and Kennedy. There are a lot of people. This is a struggle that a lot of people took part in that they didn't get the credit for, but you know what? We want our children to get that credit. Let's give everybody a big round of applause. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and let's continue before the rain get here and let us finish our day. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right now. We ain't gonna take you back to Charlie. You've been around too long. I love you, brother. Thank you for remembering. Yeah. Yeah. Next year we'll get this group next year. We'll bring Michael back down, start right here again. And y'all can send him off again. Let him come on back here. He's one of us. We love him. Let him come on back. Sometime we'll all get a little. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, there's something I'd like to say right now. I'd like to say that we have a very, very, very bad problem today. Now, our problem, well, I was down to say, said loud, black and proud, and stuff like proud, I'm a man too. You understand that? Open up the door, I get it myself. I don't want nobody giving me nothing. And I want that pride to continue on, but that's what I'm saying out there. Man, help them, we'll help himself. I've done it, all the things I've done for you, and you did what you did for me. Then I can help you, but first I can help me. Hear me. You know I love me. I love you. And I want you to love yourself. That's right. I've got kids, you know, that's got the problem with drugs and all that stuff, you know. But hey, we have to go through those kind of things. We're all picked up. But me, no matter, we're here now. And what I'd like to say, that when our kids go to school, they don't know they're coming back tomorrow. I mean, we really got a problem. We just have a little few fights and everything, but man, we threw them all back on. May the best man win. That was it. Now the cat go get his teeth and come back and unload. No good. If we don't save the kids, we don't. We don't have no more Dr. King, Malcolm X, Honor Elijah Muhammad, Farrakhan, people like that. Yeah, we don't know them. So we must take care of our children so we can grow them into what we want to. They asked me, they was not going. So what I thought about Reverend Sharpe and our president. I said, first thing I think, if you black, you should endorse him. Now, you change when you get up there, but first you should vote for what you know about coming right back to you. And then when you take it back the way they want to take it to. But vote for your own problem. You say, Reverend Sharpe is part of the solution. He may not be the only one, but he's part of it. If you don't get the president, he'll get up there and part of the job. That's going to be better. You better have somebody than nobody. And I think we know how that goes. Now, well, okay, I got something I want you to listen to. Lyrics, first we're going to hit it, and then it's going to be funky like Bragging Proud. You're going to jump and have fun, and I'm going to break it down in the lyrics, because I want you to understand the lyrics. And the record of Black and Proud, 89 days, I'm sure. Well, I'm going to do something about it. But right now, the record say, chicken is out, school is in, tune is in.
Around and then you run out. You know I
talking about. I come out of that. I come out of that. I'm telling me. Along with the Mighty Soul Generals, I had the pleasure of recording with this group right here about a year ago, something like that. But we want you to hear, you know, be careful, but I got something for you. You're gonna get all that. You're gonna get all that. My daddy told me about that a long time ago. My dad had a mule, and I had a jackass. And we started beating the jackass. I beat the jackass up all the time. I beat him up. The daddy said, better watch that. I kept on beating the jackass, keep on beating him. And finally killed the jackass. So one thing my daddy said, you might have killed the jackass, but them hecklers gonna bother me the rest of your life.
There you are.
I love you. That's the one, man. All right, everybody feel good? Everybody feel good? Right now we're gonna play something along with the Soul Jays. We entitled Get Every Beat of My Heart.
Thank you.
on, gentlemen. I think we got him back then, so give him another big round of applause. The Soul General 3. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going. Now, I don't know how many people are familiar with this young lady, but she was one of the young ladies that took this thing on years ago. And she said, look, she felt that Marlon Brando, Brett Lancaster, doing the early part of the movement. And maybe this is what should be taught to people, you know? Janis Joplin. How many people know Janis Joplin? Yeah! How many people know Janis Joplin? She took up our fight because the human fight today, but it was our fight then. She took a part in it. Let's give her another big round of applause. Miss Janis Joplin. Well, there's a young lady backstage. She does that kind of stuff. She took it on and got into it. Love what she's doing. Hey, we want to welcome her because you know what? Soul comes from within. Not from outside. From within. She got it. Let's give her a big round of applause from Las Vegas. Good afternoon, Miss Tammy Rich.
Just a little bit harder, so I can love, 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 love him. I feel myself.
Standards, and when Eddie James did it, I think that's when I liked it the best. So I'm going to do it for you, and I certainly hope you enjoy it. God bless you, Mr. Paris. My lonely days are over.
found a dream that I could cling to. A thing that I've never known. I found a thrill to touch my cheek to. A thing that I.
Lucille standing right there.
and you were standing there with Matilda, how would you sound? And take your time. Get on your good foot. Right about now. We'll be right back. to make me feel so good, I wanna scream. People, can I scream? Tell me. Can I scream? Everybody in Chicago, can I scream? everybody another big round of applause. Everybody, you're not older than me. I love you, Dr. Give him another big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. What do you say? 25 more. No, not 5 more. I do 25. Shut your mouth. Somebody got 5 more minutes. I got more than 5 more minutes. You don't know 5 more minutes. Pay back.
Thank you.
gonna say one thing. Right now I wanna get up and do my thing. I wanna get up and do my thing. I wanna get up and do my thing. Like a sex machine. Say that again.
We can't start till you count it off.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, my pork chop sandwich. You make my sandwich, my pork chop sandwich. You make my sandwich, my pork chop sandwich. You make my sandwich, my pork chop sandwich.
For the legendary Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown. us a bar.
Hey, you might win. I think.
We're going to see you next year. Say it loud. Say it loud. On behalf of all of our sponsors, all the festival participants and staff, musicians, Chicago Police Department, our security, we'd like to thank you all very much. Special thanks going out to WBON. We really appreciate all you've done for us this year. I know we were somewhat demanding.
Thank you all for coming.
Juice.